Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that these teachings just bring about a lot of clarity and help her know what your perfect will is so that she can obey you. And that she also understands that it's the Holy Spirit that's going to help her understand these things so that she humbles herself and that she asks to be filled with your Holy Spirit on a regular, consistent basis. I ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment and how dangerous they can get and the need to walk more perfectly in the Holy Spirit because He's the one that's going to keep you safe and protect you, okay? And then understanding that as you do walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, you're going to be persecuted, okay? And understanding persecution from a larger scale, okay, in the scriptures as it pertains to Bible prophecy will help you understand persecution in your own personal life, okay? We went through some examples of how Bible prophecy is very personal with a believer and the Lord, okay, and their trials, okay, and the importance of being very guarded, okay, and understanding that these things will play out on a smaller scale in your personal life, okay? So talking about going back now that we've kind of laid a good foundation for that, let's go back now and talk about demonic persecution, okay? And back to the Nebuchadnezzar statue, okay? So this is Daniel chapter 2, okay? Where Daniel is explaining Nebuchadnezzar's dream, okay? And remember, once the Jews, okay, go into captivity and there's the fall of Judah, okay, the northern kingdom, Israel falls first, and the southern kingdom, Judah falls second. And once that falls, that's the end of a earthly kingdom, okay? The Jews are now under the rule of the statue, okay? King Nebuchadnezzar's dream starts, okay, this Antichrist system, okay, which is a earthly kingdom, okay, that's going to be destroyed by the return of Christ, okay? Now, it starts off with Nebuchadnezzar, okay, and he's a head of gold, and he's a head of gold because he's appointed by God, and he fears God, and you can see it, okay? At certain points, you know, if you just read through the book of Daniel, you'll see, okay, that he goes back and forth, and at a certain point, this spirit of Antichrist gets him when he tries to. It says that his visage changes when he throws the three into the burning fiery furnace, okay? But then you see examples of the spirit of Antichrist, which once again, this statue, okay, are earthly kingdoms, okay, that pertain to man, okay? And you see it again with Daniel. He is thrown into the lion's den, okay, I think it's King Darius, where he makes this decree and says everybody can only pray to him, okay? It's just like the spirit of Antichrist gets these kings at a certain point, okay? And then it goes from gold and it shifts to silver, and that's with, and he explains that, okay? If you look in Daniel chapter 7, okay, it gives a more detailed description of the four kingdoms, and it explains them. You'll see this with Bible prophecy. Something is explained one way, okay, because it's of the Spirit. So when the Holy Spirit is explaining it to man, it's explained one way and then another way. Oftentimes, like you'll see this with Joseph, he had a dream and then another dream, and there was the same dream but explained differently, okay, because things of the Spirit are just different. They're very deep, okay, so the Lord will reveal different aspects of it, okay. And then you see these four beasts, and these four beasts, okay, give more detail about the statue, okay? And once again, this statue is four kingdoms, okay? And it starts a timeline from Nebuchadnezzar, okay? And it plays out all the way until the book of Revelation, which is in particular Revelation chapter 13, where you have the reign of the Antichrist, okay? So this statue is a long timeline. It's a long time, okay? All the way until the return of Christ, where he comes back and rules and reigns, okay? So we'll talk more about the detail of that statue in Daniel chapter 7 in the next podcast. I'm going to leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a really fruitful day, glorifying your Son, abounding in your Holy Spirit. I ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name, amen.